Service,
how can I help you?
Hello, how are you doing? Is it possible to speak to an Angela Hayugu, please? I believe she's the director.
It's Angela
Hayugu. Hayugu, that's it, Hayugu. I keep doing that, sorry.
Yeah, what's your name?
Mr. Simon Cordell. It's a matter of emergency. She's supposed to have called me back already. I've been trying to contact her for the last week or so, 2 weeks, since I had an order put against me telling me I've got to see her. If I don't see her, I'm not allowed to stand defence for myself in court. The judge is trying to scream stuff.
Yeah, can you hold on a moment? Can you hold on? I'll just find out for you, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on. And I'll just transfer you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Angela speaking. Can I help you?
Hello, Angela. How are you doing? Can I ask a question? My name is Mr. Simon Cordell, and I understand that you've had a referral to me. I'd just like to confirm who that referral is from and what it's in regards to. Also, I'd just like to confirm what your position is in the company.
Okay, well, my name's Angela Haig. I'm a nurse. I work at Enfield Assessment Service. And we had a referral. I'm just going to have to go back and look at that. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect. Of course. Are you a director or a CEO?
No. I'm a clinician.
You're just a clinician. You're just a clinician. I had the belief that you might be a bit higher than that. That's perfect.
Okay. Oh no.
More than strong.
Sorry?
No, I said someone speaking in the background. I heard someone say strong, and I just thought, I'm more than strong myself.
The referral came, it was 1st of June. I think you spoke to my colleague Ian Williams at the time.
That's possible, that is possible.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. I think when you spoke to him, that you'd said that you'd be happy. You'd been seen by EIS in the past, and that you would be willing to see them again. Is that right?
I don't see why I should have to see them. I went to a tribunal. Since 2014, I wrote 500 emails to the MPs and the councils. There was a police case that started, an ASBO, and the ASBO, I noticed that it takes three people to have it. It takes a victim, is it in any case in the UK, and it also takes the police and the council to make an ASBO application. I'd been on curfew for a year in my house just prior to being served this ASBO, and it broke up my 13-year relationship and my first love. So now I basically ended up going back out and I met a new partner. When in meeting that new partner, all of a sudden I got a folder served outside my front door, left outside of my front door. My mother picked it up and took it to Lost Property Edmonton and got a receipt for it. Now, it's been stolen out of Lost Property. The folder's not in Lost Property anymore. It's in my name. My property's been stolen. Now, I'm upset about that, but I was also upset that I never got served. My mum also photocopied the documents that was inside of the folder before she brought it to the police station. Now, I looked at them documents and I noticed that I was being accused of being six people that I wasn't. And that one of them are even supposed to be a white person. I'm a mixed race person. I went to court for a trial, and I basically proved that trespass wasn't present. Now, it says the organisation of illegal raves. They forgot to arrest me. If it's illegal, you must be arrested. The maximum sentence if they did arrest me for the organisation of illegal raves is 6 months imprisonment and a 20 grand fine. fine. Now, if you do 6 months in prison, you'd only do 3 months inside of a prison. They forgot to arrest me somehow. They couldn't prove illegality at court because I went to court and defended that they couldn't prove trespass, which they couldn't prove. And basically, somehow they still gave me an eight year curfew, 2 years for the injunction order, waiting for the case to go through, then 5 years for the ASBO. I'd already rid a year curfew just before all this for a gazebo case that I won. So that's 9 years of my life that I'm on curfew, because now the people that I got accused of being, six people in the event folder, I went to Facebook and I copied their Facebook profiles. Now, they never threw parties in event names, like fake names. They threw them in their own profile names, these people did. So now I've got the Facebook. I won't give them to the police because I don't want to be a supergrass. I do their line of job and I'm not being paid their wages. Now, because of this, I started phoning up the 999 call centre saying, look, you can't do this to me. It's illegal. You give me a 9 year sentence. Even in a Supreme Court, it says you can't do this to terrorists, lock them in their house for this long. I've never done what you're accusing me of, and I'm scared to leave my house before my 10 o'clock curfew starts because the police officers are still working in this area who have done this to me, who set me up. So I started looking through the folder more after the trial, and I noticed they were missing all of their signatures off the victims. So say like I take a statement off you for something, you'd have to put your signature at the bottom of it. Each police officer's done 4 statements each, pretending to go to 4 people's houses on a road in a second perspective. Yeah, they're dead. In, like, as if to say they've lost their job, not they're going to physically be hurt, but there's going to be an impact because of this. I've made a website and everything, and I'm about to go public. Now, there's a woman called Sally Gilchrist. She's the head of the Metropolitan Police. She's the legal executive director for the legal system there. Sally Gilchrist, her name is. Now, she dealt with every day. Every time I went to court, she went to court for this ASBO, and she signed all the expenses for it. I think over £1 million got spent on the ASBO and holding me in my house. Because I started phoning her about the missing signatures for the victims and the timestamps to their call centre. Say I ring you now, and it's for 2 o'clock now. Say every day at 12 midnight, we start at number one, first caller. We get 15,000 calls a day at the police call centre. Now say it's 2 o'clock. Every day CAD 500 will happen, yeah, and it will get marked maybe at about 2 o'clock around the same time. CAD 500, if it's 2 o'clock, we look at CAD 600, which is 100 calls later, it can't have a timestamp of 1 o'clock. It's going backwards, yeah, the timestamps are. Now, the call centre's dealt with time precision to deal with people's lives. It's built under NIFC. I know all the laws and every regulation, all my human rights and that, but it's supposed to be protected. Now, a police officer made up the paperwork, and that's why the timestamps are wrong, and put the offences inside of a folder, and they've never been in the computers. That's why they don't have URN numbers on them. Yeah. Now, like I said, one of the events, it says that I'm white, all white males and females committed the crime. Now, I knew I couldn't have done this, so I went to all the appeal stages, and because I was arguing, they started to spread a rumour about me, and they broke the DPA, Personal Data Act, and started spreading that I had a disease. Now, I'd never had nothing wrong with me. I've got all my medical notes here, and I've got recordings of the clinic proving that, and of the hospital proving there was never nothing wrong with me. Me and my partner never argued, and we've still not argued to this date now. We still talk, and we've never argued, yeah? Her mum's ended up dying. My mum's really ill because of what the government's doing, trying to scare me out of the country. Yeah, evasive action, and what is? And they're leaving me in my house on a 9 year curfew, which is like a death penalty sentence. It's capital punishment being a 9 year sentence, knowing you've never done it. You've got the Facebook accounts to prove you never threw these events. You're not the right colour. The timestamps are all wrong. They're missing their signatures at the bottom of all the victim statements, and they've all done 4 each. And the whole precedence of this whole case is that 4 people got kept up overnight for 1 party. Not they got kept up for 3 weeks for 3 different parties in the same area. A party happened 1 night on Lincoln Road, supposedly, in a building. It was within the constraints of the law. There was no laws being broken in doing this. And they decided to set me up for it. Yeah, and it wasn't me that done it. I'd been in my house on curfew working for kids with cerebral palsy. I had the keys to my local community hall. I was the manager for the community hall down in my area. I was building my own charity at toosmooth.co.uk. You can check the Wayback Machine and write toosmooth.co.uk into it on Google. Yeah, the Wayback Machine shows any past website. If you write toosmooth.co.uk into it, TOOSMOOTH.co.UK, you've seen my website that I built for the people, a CIC Community Interest Company, which was the business directory and a forum. I built my own limited company for myself because I can't take no money from my charity as being the founder other than my expenses and I need to live. And I built a festival for everyone, a community festival for my estate and an international festival for myself. I've been building this for years prior. Now, all of this has been damaged because of the conditions. I'm not allowed to hire any equipment to anyone personal. So if I give you an AMP as a friend, I can get 5 years in prison. Or other, yeah, other is business, yeah. So I can't do it for personal or other unless I get Enfield Council's permission or another council. So I wrote to every council there's 33 boroughs, I wrote to 32 of them. And I asked them, can I get my licensing? I've been applying for my licensing already. I don't have a criminal record, that ain't time spent. I'm allowed, because I was applying for licensing before they started doing all of this to me. I've got all the emails in my report. And basically every other borough wrote back and said, because it says the organisation of illegal raves, so you take the pretense that I've been arrested and I have to go on a special committee for my licensing for every borough, and every event that I want to hold in any borough in London, I now have to go and explain to them about this ASBO. Explaining all of this to every person on the committee meeting that I've been set up is just going to give everyone cold shoulders in the beginning. I don't deserve that. Yeah, and I've done, and I worked hard for the people and for myself. I built a brand new constitution, model constitution. I've got 100%, well, 98% in my grammar and my writing of traditional words and everything. I'm very well educated. I've got all the folders here for the festival now, all my policies, all my sanitary policies. I wrote brand new, 101 brand new policies. I rewrote Glastonbury's management system and Isle of Wight's management system. So I've took all of their paperwork of everything. I've managed to get all the bits of the puzzles and that, and I've managed to build a brand new festival for everyone. Now, I'm being locked away because of my ethnicity. In the ASBO, they write in it that I'm a black boy on the block when they were making it. They're scribbling all horrible things in it. And that's why they're acting like this. They don't want... They're calling your phones all the time, trying to get you lot to wash up their mess. Now, I've got loads of recordings of them, and your doctors come here also with the police, and they come under the Mental Health Act 1963. They come under a section 135 saying that I wasn't giving them access to my premises. I'd already allowed a gentleman called Goody into my house, who's an AMP worker, with a woman called Kathy, less than 4 days before, and he shook my hand on recordings on my cameras, and I've got all the recordings here at the meeting. He was more than happy when he see all my flat and how nice I live and the way that I present everything in my work and that. He was happy with me. He left and said that he was going on annual leave and he'll be back in 4 weeks. He shook my hand as he was leaving and I thought, yeah, I'll see you in 4 weeks. The next day, a load of doctors arrived at my front door without Goody. I asked them why they was at my front door. I'd already allowed access. Goody was happy with me. And I'd only been phoned by him and just asked to have a meeting. I allowed the meeting to continue. Now, I knew I was being set up. The police officers that were dealing with my ASBO were also outside of the front door, trying to gain access to my house with the doctors. So they were interlinked in malfeasance of public office or targeted malice when you're trying to help a companion get off of something that you know that they should be disciplined for. Now, are you still with me, madam? I know I'm going on a bit.
But yeah, you've given me a lot of information. So if we come round and see you on Thursday...
Why?
Okay?
Why would you want to?
Sorry, Tuesday. Sorry,
I accept it.
Next Tuesday we can come round at 11 o'clock, and then we can see you properly then and have
who,
a proper conversation.
Who is it that would like to come and see me?
Sorry.
Do you understand what I've got?
If you want to come here, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for you to come here. But
okay,
do you know what?
All right,
but do you know what's upsetting me is last time that the doctors come here after Goody left my house, them doctors come to my house. Now they come to my front door. I said, look, I've got a partner in my house, and I'd rather you call for a meeting. They said, if you don't let us in your house, we're gonna get you sectioned. I said, okay, we'll get me sectioned. They left upset and they put a 135 into the courts. Now they lied in their 135 and said in their 135 to the call under oath that I wouldn't give them access to my premises. So they obtained a 135. When they all come into my house the next day, because they got the 135, I had all recording equipment in my house recording them all. Now all the directors came in, Simon Clerk or Clark or something, and the rest of them were here with council officers and with the police who were trying to put the ASBO on me. I didn't let the police in, but I let the doctors and everyone in. Now, a lady called Elaine, an AMP worker, I'd been phoning her a lot prior and recording, saying, I'm happy to have a meeting with you. Now, she's the one that filled in the forms and lied to the judge to get the 135. When I placed that, I said to her, look, I'm going to play the recordings of me offering you the meeting, which is the only reason you can get a 135. She broke down in my front room on the recordings. I've got them all here. And she started saying, oh, we've done it to help the police to get out, because the police want you and all that. Now, I've got loads of recordings ever since then. Since that day there, I've had 73 days of my life stolen by your teams, yeah, by the mental health teams. And I've gone for tribunals, been detained in a hospital, gone to tribunals, yeah, and everything. And I've proved that there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, that I'm correct, that there is no signatures at the bottom of these papers. I even showed the police, your doctors and everyone in my flat on that recording when they all come in here illegally. Simon's basically said, oh, well, you caught us all, yeah, but please, can we just go through with the interview? That's how bad it was. They accept Simon, so look, we let them continue anyway, just to entertain them for a little bit, me and my mum and my new partner. And they couldn't detain me under the Mental Health Act. Now, I was upset because of that. Now, them same doctors who done that, broke into my house illegally and broke my rights to my privacy and family life, Article 13, and Article 5, the right to my freedom and security of my human rights, the right to life too. Article 3, it means any state official must not degrade or humiliate any other person. Any physical or mental suffering that a person goes through from a state official when they're doing this will amount to torture. Torture is of a tier one level, yeah, of a criminal offence, and it holds an indictment of up to 12 years imprisonment, the same as targeted malice does, yeah. And forgery under the Companies Act, as they forwarded that paperwork to get into my house, holds a large prison sentence as well, and perjury does. Now, I'm very upset that your companions or colleagues have managed to do that to invade my privacy. Now, just shortly after, I got set up, but I explained to them that there's a woman that lives above me called Deborah Andrews, and this is in the recordings as well, yeah, and that she has a mental health issue, and she's under your team. So I didn't know she had her children taken away from her, two light-skinned kids, because she's an alcoholic and done bad things to them. But your teams knew that, and on them recordings, I explained to them and showed them what she's doing to me in my house. I've had another partner since then, and she banged so hard with the other people that we lost a newborn child in her stomach. Now, I got all the medical notes for that, yeah, for me losing my child, and your team members not going and dealing with Debbie when I informed you of what she was doing, already knowing her caseload, yeah. Now, I looked after Debbie for 5 years prior to that. Now, what makes it worse is I got set up by one of my neighbours again shortly after that and arrested and taken to the police station. When I was at the police station, the same doctors that come into my house, I had an official complaint against them with the NHS Complaints Advocacy, which I've got here now in front of me. Now, when I was in the cell, I'd been in there for 48 hours, no superintendent come down, I've got all the paperwork to prove this. I was put in a cell with my belt, trainers and shoelaces on, yeah. I went to sleep for the first 2 days, yeah, I was on camera. I never got taken out my cell once for no interview or nothing with the police or with yourselves, yeah. Now, all of a sudden, the doctors that I had a complaint in against, Margaret Maggie Fuller, who's the head Harry Gay team, and a few of the other team members come to my cell flap, undone the cell flap, and they say to me, you're going to a mental hospital, you're being sectioned. I said, hang on a second, I don't even know why I'm in this cell. I've been in there 48 hours and no one's even come to me. This is all on the custody notes as well, and I put an FOI in and got all of the cell recordings of while I was in the cell, yeah. So I've got all the recordings. Now, what happened is, they come to the cell door and never took me out for no meeting with two doctors and an AMP worker like they're supposed to within their practice and protocols. They knew that I had a complaint in against them, and they acted biased still, said, "You're getting taken away." I said to them, "Hang on, I know your faces. Where do I know you?" Like, through my cell flat door. And they say to me, I said, "You're the ones that come in my house that I've got on recording that come in my house with a fake 135. And then they walk off, Maggie Fuller and the rest of them do, and they come back 5 minutes and go, "You're going to hospital, St. Anne's." That's it. Next thing you know, I got shipped off to St. Anne's Hospital, yeah? I didn't know that there was a sex clinic opposite. They put me in this room, and I'm watching out my cell door, out my little room door, all these girls every day. Loads of them queuing up, and I'm like, "Why is all these girls there?" They're like, "Oh, that's the sex clinic trying to be funny for this disease thing that they were publishing that I had." So now I said to them, "Well, you can, here's a waiver." I quickly wrote a waiver for them and sent them in there. "Can you go in there?" Or I went to Evergreen Clinic, and you can check my medical notes that there's nothing wrong with me. I think they went in there. I couldn't be 100% sure. No one told me they did. But they went and checked, and there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I've got the notes here. Now, I played them notes when your doctor's coming in before, all my medical notes as well. And you can hear that on the tape recording in 14. And you can, and the rest of the public can tell what happened, what you let happen to me afterwards, yeah, still, yeah? And to Shannon and Heidi, the danger that you put our lives in, or your colleagues, or the government did, yeah? Now, we can also check on there. I showed them the ASBO, and I read out the pages with them. Look, this says that I'm a white person. I'm doing 9-year curfew for being white. And all the doctors agree. Well, that can't be you. Yeah, I show them all the missing signatures. We go through quite a lot on these recordings. Now, I don't see how. Now, I'm back at court again because they're setting me up again. I've got the evidence to prove that I wasn't served. I've got a video recording that records the inside of my flat. In every room I've got cameras, yeah, and I've got audio in every room, yeah, live on the web, yeah. So when news come, we're all going on the web, yeah. Now, what I've got is a recording of a camera facing the inside of my letterbox. I'm just giving this information to you because I don't need no more people to be inside of my report and to lose their careers and maybe not be there to look after their families at Christmas, yeah. Because I'm going official with this. I'm going to the Supreme Court, so I'm meeting Lady Hell, and I'm going to write to Christopher Jeddett, the Queen's Secretary, and I'm going to be publicising it through my website, horrificcorruption.com, which is a new newspaper that's about to be published in the public domain. Now, I've got a camera facing the inside of my letterbox. Now, you can see, when I was in the police station the other day...
Can I just check with you? Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go on. Sorry, I don't
know it's a lot. Can I just check with you? You've had quite a bit of contact with mental health services. I know that you're telling me about that, and a lot has been negative.
73 times. I've got recordings of every time.
Have you ever had a sort of positive contact with services?
What do you mean? A what?
I know you're telling me about getting sectioned.
Section is a section 3, yeah? It's labelled wrong. Section 2...
No, what I'm asking you, and I know about that, and I understand that was, like, really very distressing for you. But have you ever had any other contact with any doctors or nurses?
No, there's never been nothing... Since the ASBO, since 73, yous that have been attacking me, you've been to my house 73 times, and I've got the recordings of every single time. Yeah, you will never address anything that I'm informing yous lot of. Like, now I'm explaining to you what your colleagues have done. Now, that makes you as bad as them if you do not deal with the things that I'm telling you about, yeah? Because this is the problem with life, yeah? They say that the buyer is worse than the thief. Yeah? So, in technically, we're to spin that round right now. I'm explaining to you what your colleagues are doing to other people, and they could be in other houses doing exactly the same. Yeah? But abuse of process and a breach of trust, it is, yeah? And they're both criminal acts, yeah? Malfeasance of public office, it's called targeted malice, I'm telling you, yeah? There's nothing wrong with me. The doctors have looked at my paperwork every time and said that there's nothing wrong with me. I've been on tribunals, like I've explained, and they say there's nothing wrong with me. I've got, right now, the only reason that this judge wants me to see you is because they believe that I've been served and don't understand what being served is. Now, I've got a camera recording of my letterbox. When I was in the police station, a gentleman came to my house and he put something through my letterbox on the floor. You can see it land on the floor. Now, while I'm in the police station, my mother comes to my house. She comes in with my uncle. She picks up the affidavit of service, opens it on camera, plays with it. The dog's jumping over it, and she leaves my premises while I'm still in the police station. Yeah, with it. Now, I've got all that on recording. How can I be served if I've got the camera evidence to prove that when I come back home, my mother had already took the paperwork out of the house. The judges and that won't let me speak in the courts. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm here to destroy it.
So, don't. Okay, I know. It sounds like you just, you know, you want to talk about, you know, the aggrievement that you have.
No, I'm talking about the case and the reason that you're coming to my house right this second, and I'm talking about my past experiences with your teams and the corruptions and the corruption within your team and the abuse of process and unfair process. And you're on the phone now, and your colleague, I've got your director's name, is involved with Julia Crinich, who's the head of St Anne's Hospital, who dealt with all of my case, and she's the one that I've got on recording, and I've got the a linking of how you're all linked together right now, and why you're on the phone to me, trying to tell me that you want to talk to me, when you know there's nothing wrong with me, and if I can provably clear to you that I am correct. I've got a website, I'm willing to put the website up, and in that I've done a report every day since 2012, now I fill out my report in detail, and I've loaded it up, I've loaded all my video evidence and all the recordings of me phoning all of your services. I phoned your services over 50 times.
Okay.
We're going public and we're going to have big problems here. Yeah. And you've come to my house, there's a high chance you're going to lose your jobs.
Can we come and see you on Tuesday?
For what reason do you want to come to see me?
Well, it's just for a conversation with you. I mean, I know
We're having a conversation down the phone now. By law, under Case Morrison, with this conversation, I'm allowed to record it right now and take the minutes of this meeting in a digital format. You're a state official. You're being paid a wage to deal with people's lives. So this is classed as a meeting. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's on the phone or it's in person. We can do it in courts. You can do it in video linking, which is audio and video as well. Now, we're talking. I'm recording the minutes to this conversation. There is nothing wrong with me. I've explained to you corruption within your own team that you must address first and adhere to, and you are refusing to even acknowledge that, and you're talking to me about still trying to get into my house and not saying, hang on, well, I'm very upset, Simon, to hear that our colleagues may have done this to you, and that they've breached their process, and that they've invaded your privacy in your home. This is something that I take very seriously, and I'm going to address this for you, Simon. I'm going to write a note, and this is going to be going to the directors and in your case file, Simon. I will not tolerate this within my building that I work in every day. Why ain't you speaking to me with any dignity after the things that I inform you of? And you're talking about still trying to get into my house.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not my role to investigate.
It's not an investigation.
You're talking about you reported it to the chief.
I wrote to a private NHS. I wrote to a private NHS complaints advocacy, and I'd never let her press return. Yeah, on the button. She's got a finger on it right now. If I phone her and tell her now what's going on, tell her to press return, your directors and your companies will get in, and them doctors will lose their jobs. I've protected them, but I don't feel like I should protect them with the way that things are continuing to happen to me by your team members and yourself. If they want the letters sent over, I'll phone the advocacy now and tell my team worker to send over the complaints to you.
Because what I was trying to ask you was, have you ever had any contact or any medication or any treatment?
I've never had to take medication. There was nothing wrong with me. And you've not even accepted that I am right in what I'm saying about your colleagues. If your colleagues have done this to me, do you think that is something that should be dealt with? Do you think that your team should be, I should trust
you,
your
you
team?
You have the right to complain.
If someone done this to your children, or you, and was on the phone and holding your children for 9 years in their house, it's capital punishment. Death row is against the law in this country. Why am I being held for 9 years in my house? Illegally. And why am I scared of reappraisals because the police ain't being disciplined and your doctors ain't being disciplined when I'm informing you right now on the phone about it? You're part of that team, you work for the same company,
I work for the NHS,
For the same company, Okay, would you like their names? Dr. Abbasaz, they're on my wall of shame, all of their details ready to go live, and all their pictures and all of their, where they signed up for their companies. I'm not mucking about with anybody. Would you like to see my website? I can turn it on for 2 seconds just so you can go to it and see what...
It's okay. So, I mean, all I was contacting you today was to offer you an appointment for next
Yeah, I'm happy to take it. If you want to come here, but I just don't see why.
Okay.
I don't see why. Is it because of the judge you want to come here? Who's going to come? Who's going to come here? Who's going to come here? What, you're going to go through my website and through all my report and go on the cameras live in front of everyone, and we're going to do this officially, and I can show the whole wide world when you walk in, because my cameras are live in every single one of my rooms. Yeah, my audio's live. So we're going to have this meeting with the rest of the world live. I've got 20 million emails here. I've got 500,000 phone numbers. Yeah, and I can just turn my website on now and bang it and show everyone what's going on. Yeah, you can come in now, we'll have the meeting, I'll show you everything that they've all done. I've got over 200 video recordings of what's been done to me in my house. You've got a new patient called Emmanuel that lives above me now. If you see the videos that I've got of what Emmanuel's been doing to me in my house, chasing me around, I'll play a clip of one of them to you now, so you can just hear the extent of what they're doing. I want Emmanuel to go to prison. How have you even got Emmanuel out? I want Debbie punished for it as well.
Well, thank you for calling me back, Simon.
So Thursday at what time?
We'll come and see you next Tuesday at what time? 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's lovely. I look forward to seeing you then.
And you too, man.
Take care.
And you too.
Bye. Bye.